99.3 Nigeria Info. The sunny side is 22 minutes past 12. Our first hour, we're going to be looking at charges to unmeted citizens. Charges. So you remember last year, there was a gentleman who called and gave some trade secrets. I like to call it trade secrets. I mean, what else could it be called? He told us a very short story of how his wife worked with the Nigeria Electric Distribution Company or Regulatory Commission. And he said, and I'm going to really attempt to paraphrase here. He said that they were giving more than was used in terms of electricity distribution, assigning more than is required or more than is requested, more than it's used to Nigerian citizens and making them pay for it. And to be honest with you, as much as I understood him, I didn't quite understand how applicable that would be. Well, this letter is dated February 8th, 2024. I'd like to read that in your hearing in about a few minutes, particularly the gist from the letter. And I think today's a good day to talk about electricity charges. Now, I think that I've heard Nigerians complain, and this is me suggesting, I haven't heard it recently, but I want to make this conversation equally open to those who are meted and have some complaints. But to those who are unmeted, I want to find out whether you have looked at your estimated billing and you have tried to draw the attention of the company in charge, given your locality, to the issue and what the issues were. It's staggering to find out that innocent Nigerians are not just having to pay for the cost of living, but are deliberately being charged, or I would say deliberately being overcharged for electricity that they haven't used. That's our first hour. Our second hour, we're going to look at social media regulation. I'm off on a break. Up. All right, so here we are about to begin. Yes, our first hour, we're going to talk about unmeted Nigerians, and good Lord, it's a good thing to read this on a public platform, but I think for me, the reward is knowing that NERC is trying to ensure fairness, justice for all. And I know Nigerians have had their complaints about injustice, abuse, abuse of every known kind. I don't know why I'm tempted to say, well, this is such a great development. But I think first I'd like to hear from Nigerians, specifically the unmeted people. And the gentleman who called me last year or this year. Now I can't even remember. I would even love for him to call back because, yeah, he gave me the insight last year, but I didn't understand the applicability of it. Given that it's an in-house secret, sometimes you even have to even see it to even properly comprehend how it works. But here, that gist that we were given last year or maybe this year on Nigeria Info is in the news in print. We'll talk about that in a moment. Our second hour, we're going to be looking at regulation of social media. Once again, the issue of regulating media, and the government has a perspective. Here on Nigeria Info, we're talking, or at least we would be talking about, the perspective of the people. At 2:30, First CRT will be here live in the studio to give you a window view of the world and its opportunities for you if you're ready to access the best of education available, like the best education money can buy. Or maybe a tailored version of education that your money can buy. So at 2:30, do not miss it for nothing. And just before we get to the telephone lines, kicking off the conversation this afternoon, I want to again remind you of the state kicks off tomorrow. First, I'd like to establish that our team is ready. Well, it's hardly a team, but you kind of get the idea. We'll be having two people in the studio. At least that's my intent. I did ask that you send me your contact details. I haven't received it, so I'm going to do this on air. If you're wondering what the state is, well, maybe a ground, you know, maybe like a vague sketch of what the concept is, should play, and then you'll hear me talk about it.
The state.
In our state here, we all agreed. I paid for every phone. I paid.
So a dog is better fed in Nigeria prison than an innocent Nigerian who is held in your custody.
Do you comprehend the presumptions of government? What have they done in their own role to fight corruption in Nigeria? That is their own problem. It's not my problem.
Do they reinforce your quaint ideas of a democratic state?
Political power is not going to be served in a restaurant.
At all costs, fight for it, gladly, snatch.
Do you just observe your fate, or are you a civic and material force to bring about a state change?
The speaker reminded me that I've not said it about reforms. I will not take it for 4 years.
Join The State, a parley on Nigeria Info.
What we need to do in this country is to establish a situation where even if it was the devil who should come and sit on top of us, by virtue of certain procedures, certain practices, the devil cannot get away with doing whatever he wants. He would necessarily have to do what the people expect of him.
All right, so just a vague picture there for you. So this is me attempting to describe it. We're going to have two people in the studio, each representing their state. Yes, it has to be a state where you're from. Or maybe, no, it has to be the one you're from. Good, and then you'll be in the studio. You would have time allotted to your defense for you. No, the first... I wouldn't call that a defense. I think first you have to speak, giving us a picture of your state. Maybe that would be a good opportunity to highlight what the seeming wrongs are. But hey, the first few minutes are given to both of you to speak on the good sides of your state. After that, we go into cross-examination where one after the other, you go at each other speaking about the negatives or the bad policies, politics, developmental ideas that may have failed, development of projects that may have been abused, money swindled or misappropriated. You just go at each other, you know, in regards to what's not optimal in your state. And each of you would have time to speak in defense of what may be or what may have been said. You'd have the time to speak in defense, either to correct a notion or even to support it. I think there are cases where someone could say something about your state and you agree, and you may, in favor of the arguments, support the notion. So once again, this is not that stage for blind support. For me, the objective of this is to steer people towards politics in states. And that way, you not just participating, but you're elevating the conversation around politics in your state. I feel one major way that those in power can sit up is when you know, the state is aware that the people are watching and monitoring and talking and will do something in the event that state or state politics fails to embody the interest of the people. And so this is a platform where every statesman will speak in favor of his state. And the best one, and I'm not going to be judging, just let's get that out of the way. Good. So the best man with the argument. Or did I mention that during the course of this conversation, the people from your state listening to this parlay will have the opportunity to call in? And within, I'm thinking, it has to be less than 5 minutes. I think I want to give about 40 seconds or about a minute to anybody calling in favor of any state on this stage at any particular time to speak, giving you pointers. Yeah, you know how you give someone an expo so you can call and say, well, I'm supporting Kaduna State, and this is something worth mentioning out of Kaduna. Or you can say, I support Imo State, and this is something worth mentioning in support of the arguments for Imo State. So tomorrow, we had established Kaduna and Imo State, so I need the representatives of those states to please call me right now. You're the one delaying the sunny side. You have to call me right now just so that we can establish your availability and readiness for tomorrow. And then we kick out the sunny side. So I remember Gladys is for Kaduna and Merchant Man is for Imo State. And these are the people who are supposed to be here tomorrow. So I need you in defense of, well, spokespersons. No, you're not spokesperson. But tomorrow you will be. The spokespersons for Kaduna and Imo State, call me right now. Now. I have to establish that you're ready. Otherwise, I may be tempted to replace you. Good. And this just requires all Nigerians to support their state. And if any state development is to be achieved, it's the people's call. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The sunny side tomorrow is 13th. And I hope you're ready. But first, let's establish that you're ready, and we can move on with today's show. Hello. Another volume, please. Thank you. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is the merchant man.
The merchant man. You were supposed to send me a message on Instagram, and did you forget?
I did. I later unsent it. I will send it to your to the studio WhatsApp now. I have my reason of unsending it.
Oh. Okay, I get it. So you're available and ready for tomorrow, Imo State?
Yes.
All right, Imo State, you guys are ready tomorrow, merchant man. So thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Should I send the number via the studio WhatsApp?
Absolutely,
now?
Please. I'll appreciate it because I can't quite.
Yeah, I have my reason and reservation of on sending it.
I can respect that. If you send it to me right away, I'll appreciate it. Thank
you. Okay, I'll do it right away.
All thank right, you. Thank you very much. Okay, good. So Imo State is ready tomorrow. Now, up against Imo State is Gladys for Kaduna. So, Gladys, where are you? Gladys, I have to confirm today that you're available for tomorrow. All right. So you need to call me now. And yes, if you would love to be a part of the state, send me a message on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram or on Twitter. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Twitter. You just have to indicate your interest. And maybe I would require that you leave me your number in an inbox and on either of the platforms, because I'd like to contact you and hopefully follow through in your development and be sure that you're ready. Ready. Okay, good. Now, if someone would like to be on standby for Kaduna State, I would also love for you to indicate, because Gladys, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, she may still call during the course of the show, but, you know, we'll want someone on the flanks just in case. But you have to be from Kaduna State, and you know your politics so well that you can speak on behalf of your state, and you're not alone. Those from your state would also be calling in during the course of the show to show support and give you arguments in defense of your state. So once again, Gladys, or anyone who would like to be on the flanks spokesperson for Kaduna, you have to call me right now. So Gladys hasn't called me. I am going to be left with the assumption that she's either unprepared or she's probably not even listening to radio right about now. So I'm going to allow it some time. And between now and I'd say the next hour, we're going to get into our conversation for today as scheduled. And hopefully she calls me in the next hour. But of course, if you'd love to be a spokesperson for Kaduna State tomorrow on the state, I'd love for you to call me now, now, now. Okay. With that said, let's go into the heart of the matter, the gist of this development. I think first I'd like to read in your hearing a letter addressed to the public on what has been happening. All right, just a moment. I'm getting to it. Almost there. I'm here. All right. The first paragraph reads, and this is from the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, dated 8th February 2024. The public may recall that in 2020, the commission issued the order on capping of estimated bills and subsequently issued monthly energy caps, which aimed to align the estimated bills for unmetered customers with the measured consumption of metered customers on the same supply feeder. A review of the electricity distribution companies billing of unmetered customers for 2023 has revealed non-compliance with the monthly energy caps issued by the commission. In response to this, and in a bid to safeguard unmetered customers from arbitrary billing by DISCOs, the commission, of course, under the Electricity Act, has issued the order on non-compliance with capping of estimated bills, blah, blah, blah. Of course, it's a... which stipulates the following, and this is according to the Electricity Act. Credit adjustment to customers. DISCOs are to issue credit adjustments to all overbilled unmetered customers for the period January to September 2023 by March 2024 billing circle. I want to take that again just so that if you're unmetered, you can hear this and know exactly how to react, if you should react, whenever you are making a payment or whenever a bill gets sent to you. First, credit adjustment to customers. It goes, discos are to issue credit adjustments to all overbilled, unmetered customers for the period January to September 2023 by March 2024 billing circle. Public notice. It goes, discos have been directed to publish the list of credit adjustment beneficiaries in two national dailies and on their website no later than 31st March 2024. The third point here, regulatory sanctions. Now the commission is sanctioning the discos. It goes, the commission shall deduct a sum of 10.5 billion from the annual allowed revenues of the 11 discos during the next tariff review to deter future non-compliance with the energy caps approved by the commission. This is signed by management. The final sentence goes, the commission reaffirms its commitment to regulatory compliance and consumer protection within the Nigerian electricity supply industry. You must be pleased with this. So once again, I'm opening up the telephone lines. Let's talk about electricity in Nigeria and the fact that if you have been unmetered, you may have been a victim of overcharge. 0700 993 993 993 and 0201 465 7190. I was going through it on the Punch and they had this report. They kind of looked through the details of the matter. They report that in various regulatory interventions of non-compliance with the order on capping of estimated billings by unmetered customers issued to 11 discos by the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission. You have figures, when computed by Punch, indicated that Yola, for example, Yola Disco overbilled about 42,902 customers to the tune of 541.9 million naira. Abuja Discos overbilled 1,800,000 plus customers to the tune of 17.9 billion naira. According to the Punch, Benin Disco overbilled 700,504,000 customers under estimated billing by 10, hold on, pardon me. Benin Disco overbilled 754,000 customers. And who else is on this list? Eco Discos overbilled 371,000 customers. And hold on, there's one more here. Ibadan Discos made 338.68 million naira from overbilling 143,000 customers. Ikeja Discos overbilled 934,000. Of course, there's some figures after the 900. 934,000 customers by 20.9 billion naira. Kaduna is also here on this list. They raked in 1.1 billion naira from overbilling 126,000 power consumers. You've been overpaying, basically. So let's see the states that feature here. The states that feature on this overbilling: Benin, Abuja, Eko, Ibadan, Ikeja, Kanu, Port Harcourt. Hold on. And you listening to me. All right, so let's talk. Have you approached your electricity company and what was their response? Overbilling has been an issue for so long. I remember we discussed metering and in Nigeria, and I would say a number of Nigerians called in to complain about the lack of meters, the unavailability of meters. One even said that he had to pay, sought someone at the back of the room just to get his meter. Eventually, he got it. Another one said he had to sort people, still didn't get it. I have a message, actually messages here. This one goes, what I'm to say is that I was charged 20,000 for the month of January, only which I think is too much. So do me a favor, what were you paying before now? Let's go to the telephone line. Make it back. Hello, Nigeria Info, how are you doing? Sorry, I lost you. Make it back. My landlady connected my own prepaid meter to her fridge at her shop outside. I brought an electrician to confirm it. We're at Agor Palace Way Police Station now. I can make a video call. This is Stephen from Okota. Stephen, can you please call me then? Oh, this is very interesting. Apparently, as we're speaking, there's a Nigerian who is at the moment situated at a police... Well, he's not situated there, but he's presently or currently at a Nigerian police station with his landlady. This is some drama playing out there. Nigerian Info, the sunny side. Sorry, I lost you. Make it back. Welcome. We're talking unmeted Nigerians and whatever challenges that you may have been facing because you are unmeted. And have you noticed that you have been overpaying? Did you approach your disco? What did they say? This message goes, hello, Joyce. Well, thank you very much for this conversation. What do you say or what do you have to say about us who have not had electricity but have been forced to pay? And by the way, my brother's compound, the last tenant left unpaid bills. And right now he's having an issue with the landlord on how to fix the old bills, which he's been forced to pay. You know that issue where Nigerians are forced to pay bills of a former occupant? Has anyone successfully dealt with that? And what was your outcome? Have you successfully addressed the issue of you're moving into a new apartment and then there are old bills to be paid? So what? What did you do? Get a lawyer? Did you go to the police station? And by the way, the Nigerian at the police station right now having a I don't know what it is or what to call it with his landlady. I would love for you to please call me if you can. I'd love to follow up that story. Nigerian Info, the sunny side. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling.
My name is Zico.
Welcome, Zico.
Yeah. I want to comment on this NEPA bill. So there was this one time they brought one heavy bill for me like that. So I confirmed I had to play a complaint. After I complained, the NEPA guy told me that, the bill is generated from the transformer. There's this central meter in the transformer. So once they deduct those that are metered from the transformer, so they just share the balance on all other ones that are not metered. So that's how they just generate this bill for us. So I complain, and it keeps increasing. The last bill they gave me was 25,000 naira. Before I complained, it used to be 22, but now it has gone up to 25. I think it's 25. The current one is 25,000 naira.
And they haven't been able to rectify your problem?
No, they haven't. No.
Have you gone to their office? Yeah. Don't you think you need to go to their office? As against just speaking?
I've gone to the office. I met with the business manager. So he just said she will do something about it.
And she has.
The NEPA guy told me that the bill is generated from the transformer. I knew that they won't do anything at the end of the day. They just advised that I should go for a prepaid meter.
Have you gone for it? Will you be going for it?
I've applied for it. I've only paid it for over 4 months now. They've not even got it.
How much is it now? How much did you pay for it?
The last time I paid for it was before the increment was 60. I think 64,000 there about. Now I think it's now 80,000.
Wow. Thank you very much. And I really hope, I want you to follow that thing up, or otherwise you're just going to keep paying.
I will by the end of this month, I will suspend my meter. I will suspend my bill because I can't keep paying for the crazy bill. I will suspend it when the prepaid meter is ready. Then I will suspend.
All right. Good for you then. Thank you very much for calling. Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you? Make it back. Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Can you hear me? Good afternoon to you. The sunny side. Hello.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. Thank you very much for calling.
This is Henry on the line.
Welcome. Thank you.
Concerning the issue of the old tenant left a bill for the new tenant.
I want to I want to quickly apologize. Hold on the line for me. I want to go off on a break. I'll come right back to you. 1 minute, okay? Lagos will be right back. Do not go anywhere. You're listening to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. I have a message here. I requested for a prepaid meter in May, and it came on the 8th of July. Between May and July 8th, I was billed 220,000 naira. By the way, your meter actually came early. But from May to July, he was billed 220,000 Nigerian naira. Telephone lines, I can afford one conversation before commercial break. Hello, Nigeria Info. It's good to have you here.
Hello, Joyce. This is Gladys calling in.
Who's this, please?
The rep for Kaduna State, Gladys.
Gladys. Ooh, how are you? I've been waiting for you to call me. Are you ready for tomorrow?
I'm ready for tomorrow, but all the lines, to the it's not connecting at all. All lines. All numbers you have online.
Ooh.
Email lines. They are not just connecting at all.
I apologize, but I'm glad that you called in and you've gotten through. You know you're supposed to make a physical appearance here tomorrow, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and you say you're ready.
I'm ready.
Let me be sure I have the exact number. Your number ends with what, please?
I think I have different lines.
Uh-oh.
I'm using the 28.
28?
Or else you just get this other one.
Are you the? Is this your number? The 2886? 2886?
No, no.
Oh, okay. Well, can you send me a WhatsApp with this number, whatever number you want me to contact you on?
Yes, I've sent a message to you on WhatsApp.
Okay, so can I contact you on the number you've sent to me?
Yes, the Nigerian Info WhatsApp line. I found on.
Okay, fantastic. Then I will contact you after the show. That okay?
That's okay.
Fantastic. All right. I appreciate you calling me on the show this afternoon. Lagos, that's your representative for Kaduna State. The sunny side, welcome if you have just tuned in. The news updates is next when we return on the other side of the hour. The conversation will continue. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info, and we're talking estimated billing. And I think you should know that you should be looking out for your name in the papers, particularly if you have been a victim of overcharge. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. This is a necessary development. It's not just good. It says that the commission, the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, is working to satisfy not just in service provision, but at least to ensure that which is due you be yours to have. And I think from this letter issued to the public and signed by management, you need to look out if you've been overcharged. I love item one here. They say you have to, that the discos have to credit adjustment to customers. And to understand what that means, I quote it. Discos are to issue credit adjustments to all overbilled, unmeted customers for the period January to September 2023 by March 2024 billing circle. So there needs to be an adjustment, and you need to know what the adjustment is. And I would even think in some cases you may need to demand of it. All right, the sunny side, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Being unmitted, being Nigerian, and how have you been able, if you have addressed it, how were you able to address it? If you're unable to address it, what exactly was the issue, or how difficult was it? This message is so interesting. This is Akomaye from Ikorodu. You say, I used to pay 2,000 to 2,500 to 3,000 in the past. They will deliberately refuse to meter us in order to charge whatever they like. Thank you very much for your message. I do appreciate. But I would ask, have you applied for a meter? Because that's also something else. Are they refusing because you made a request and they felt some other reason was better not to meter you? Or you're assuming that they're just refusing to meter you? I'd like to get that clarity as well. Someone said to me last year that they went for a meter and they were told meters were not available. So I'd like to find out what your own story is in detail. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. This is a gentleman here. He says, the last bill we paid is 180,000, while the last 2 months was 103,000 for a building. Okay, in Bariga, am I correct? For a building in Bariga, is that what you're saying? Because your name is Ade from Bariga. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Hello, Nigeria Info. Sorry, make it back. The sunny side. Being, overcharged for you unmitted. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yeah, this is Guchiku calling from Shaga.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. My own complaint is that when I was still in Lagos, in Sulu in Lagos,
yeah.
So they usually overcharge because we have four in the house. That's four flats in the house. So my flats, we used to pay 25,000 naira in the month.
Mm-hmm.
And this was about 3 years, 4 years ago, 25,000. And the funny thing is that there's no light. There's no light. So the owner of the house, there was one day he came for a meeting. I will complain to him. Still, light no they do. And NEPA they bring bill of 25,000 for each flat. What will happen? What will we do now? So he had to go and meet them. They talked, they did all the, they said they just discussed all they had to discuss. At the end of the day, it was still the same thing. Still the same thing, 25,000. So it was 3 years ago I left Lagos and I came to Shaga. But my complaint is this, Joyce. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, this power issue of a thing in Nigeria. What is the solution? Because I'm really surprised. When it is 8 years, we are still in 4,500 megawatts of electricity. Now Tinubu is here also. The power is now even worse. Look at Cote d'Ivoire. Cote d'Ivoire is celebrating 4 years of constant power supply. 4 years, Cote d'Ivoire. That just finished hosting the Nations Cup. 4 years. Nigeria has nothing to, there's nothing to show. It's called ordinary power supply to build power in the country. This is not Wahala. I don't understand this country. Nothing seems to be working. No good hospital. There's no even one cancer hospital in Nigeria. I'm tired of this country, Joyce. I'm telling you the truth. I'm really tired. That's my own take.
Can I ask you, pardon me, you said you relocated to Shagamu, right? Is that better for you? Are you living
right
there now?
Now?
Is that where you're domiciled?
Yes. This is where I'm domiciled now.
It is better for you? You don't like Lagos anymore?
Lagos Wala is too much. Transportation, everything. Tax, because I'm doing a laundry business right now in Shagam, so all those tax people in Lagos, their Wala is too much.
Wow.
And no light. Even this side itself, no light. We are just managing. I'm tired. Gas now is 1,300 per kg. How much am I making in a month? No light. Everywhere just blackout. I'm tired of this country, Joyce. I'm tired. I'm really tired of this country. The politicians are not even making anything easy for its people. There's no dividend of democracy. Nothing you can point out, say, this is what I've achieved from this government. Nothing. And some people will be on the radio calling and supporting them. I don't know what they are supporting. But they are suffering also. I'm tired of this country, Joyce. I'm telling you the truth.
Clear.
I'm tired.
Really. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much, Nigerian. And I guess he's not the only Nigerian who feels that way. The sunny side is good to have you on the show this afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Joy.
Thank you very much for calling.
I am Joy. I'm calling from Iba.
Welcome, Joy, from Iba.
Okay, my own is that we have five flats in our compound.
Mm.
And we have different bills. Every flat has its own bill. We don't share bills. Each flat, every month, they don't bring anything less than 45,000 every month.
Oh,
even
boy.
If you pay 30,000, they will bring down the light and it seems that you must pay all. At a time, hello?
I'm with you.
At a time, I went to the manager and asked him, Oga, what is the problem? Is it that we are running factory in that compound that people are giving us this kind of bill? You know what he told me? That is not his fault. That is, Oga's are giving him targets. in that our community, before Iba Housing Estate, Aburoko, from Aburoko to Ibeleri, that they are giving him targets of 50 million, that he must work with that target. So he shares the money according to the target that is given to him. That if he didn't meet up with the target, they will sack him. Just imagine that there's nothing you could do. And we have been suffering it every day, every month. You are paying NEPA bill, you are crying. You pay 30,000 out of 45,000, they will bring down your life and say you must pay the whole money. In this country, in this our nation, in this condition of this country, may God help us. Well done.
Thank you very much for calling. And honestly, for Nigerians who are deeply pained, I'm going to read the letter for you again, and I'm going to ask you to keep watch because they owe you, basically. And the commission is saying that you're being owed. And if there's anything that I think you can do for yourself is to follow this development. So you never know. It's possible you're not going to be paying electricity bill for a while. Someone has your money somewhere. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Jonah speaking.
Thank you, Jonah.
From Iwefo.
Yeah.
Joyce, my own is not about the NEPA. I'm talking, my own complaint is about gas cooking.
Cooking gas, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Last month I filled gas 6 kg at 6,000 naira. Guess how much now this month I feel it. And the gas will not take last 1 month. Do you know how much I feel gas?
How much did you fill for? Or refill
before
for?
Before yesterday.
Yeah, refill, how much?
I filled my gas 7,800 naira.
For 6 kg?
That I filled 6,000 last year. Or 6,000 plus. So, I don't see any work of these people. Both the gas, both the NEPA, everything in this country, nothing is getting better. Imagine the Cote d'Ivoire. Imagine the last previous caller. Eh? Imagine Cote d'Ivoire, 4 years in power, celebration. Nigeria, where we call ourselves giant of Africa. We are giant of nonsense. Nothing we have achieved for this country. They are not ashamed of themselves. I'm really tired, I'm telling you. If any mistake and see opportunity come up for this country, madam, bye-bye. That's the end of Aniba Bao. That's the end, though.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. We're discussing overbilling estimated users of electricity. Hello?
That's good
afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
This is Mr. Frank.
Welcome, Mr. Frank.
The problem is not even that we are, for me personally, it's not even the bill. They are not even bringing the light. Where are they getting those numbers? Down figures you are for people. Where are they?
I lost you. Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. Hopefully you're able to make it back. We're Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name.
This is Toby from Lekki.
Welcome.
My take on this is that I live somewhere around Madoro before, close to Ibapo. And the light issue there is all about sharing of light. One day on, one day off. And sometimes they won't even give us a song. And we are paying high dues. So many things are still up on this country. My question is that, remember the last time about Kanji Dam that we were told Nigerians are supposed to do the dam for like how many years ago?
Yeah.
To get life and everything. Have they started that process now? Because we seem to forget so many things and everything is just keeping on coming up. Different issues, everything. Have they started putting the dam to give us life now? Or they are still discussing about it? For the past 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Mm. Do you remember that story?
No, I don't.
Oh, please don't check about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate. We're going to quickly go to Skype. Hello, Nigeria Info. It's good to have you join the conversation.
Hey, Joyce. How's it going?
Good. Thank you very much. Welcome. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Sugar Daddy calling from Ontario, Canada.
Good.
It's funny when everybody is just complaining, but this same situation has been happening for years, and like you said, it won't cost them anything to ensure that every single person has a prepaid meter.
Yeah,
it will solve all the whole problem because at the end of the day, what I didn't consume, why would I have to pay for it? And if in a situation like this, they are complaining that, oh, there's not enough meter, they all know what they are doing. It's all a scam at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, somebody would have to foot the bill for whatever losses that they might have. And this is just stupid because this part of the world, despite the fact that, yes, as long as you're using a transmission line, there's going to be losses. It's all calculated as part of your bill at the end of the day. In fact, here you don't use, there still is tiny portion of the bill that you have to pay that is majorly being used for the maintenance of the line or maintenance of whatever defect or parts they need to get at the end of the day. It's even funny. Somebody were called that it was not a month ago when there was, I think, one of the other shows on Nigerian Info complained about a situation whereby the transformer blew for a year. And after a year, it was fixed. They still had to pay the bill for the year when they didn't even receive a watt of light, which is just corrupt, basically.
It's just corrupt.
And at the end of the day, they will take you round and round and round because you keep chasing yourself in the name of fixing it. On the other hand, the other topic we talked about, I also had a situation like that here when I got a house. Unfortunately, I think one of the bills the person didn't pay. I think it's for the water. The person didn't pay for the water bill, and well, the government was already threatening me that if I don't pay, they are going to push it into the property tax. But well, I think it's one of the clauses that was added in the documentation of the house you're buying, for example. That way, it's like an insurance. So if the person doesn't pay, the insurance would pay for it. But the person's credit rating would take a hit. I eventually paid the money, but I forwarded the documents to the realtor I used to get the house.
And but you're talking about Canada, right? You're talking about your property in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here, things like that have been taken care of in the sense that it's been pushed to the person. If the person doesn't pay, the insurance that you took when buying a house would pay for it. The person's credit score would take a hit.
Oh, so they don't even escape it. Oh, well, good for you. Good for you. Good for you.
So the person is in the green.
Thank you. Okay, real quick, because we have to let other people speak. Go ahead, I'm with you. You have a question? What's your question? Have I lost you? Where is he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why? Am I my brother's keeper?
He just went out of into oblivion. He has been making noise when the other president was there. As soon as the guy left, he just disappeared like that. At least why we hear something more from it.
I don't know. If you miss him, try look for him. I don't know where he is.
Have a nice day, Troy.
You too. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's so good to have you join the conversation. Good afternoon to you.
Just my phone cut off.
I'm glad you're back.
So somebody said that the NEPA official says they are collecting the bills from the transformer. Is it not when the light is on that the bill will be reading? Now they are not bringing the light. How are they getting the figures they are sharing to people? If there is any NEPA official, let them cover their face with basket and call and tell us what we doesn't know. Because I don't know how somebody will request for meter. They will not give us meter because they know that when they supply meter all around, they will be having shortage of money.
Yeah.
Because they get money through their overestimated bills that they are giving people. Now, give us light now. At least you have something to hold yourself. You are paying for the NEPA bill. There's no light. Just look at the whole country played ball last time with South Africa. It was after the match. When Nigeria was jubilating, they didn't bring the light. Now, Nigeria is playing final match. There was no light, even till now. Is it that the light spoiled? Is it that they are just weakening themselves and their family and their generations for whosoever is giving them the power and the work to do? Is the president tell them not to be giving us light? And if you see where these people are carrying their ladder, shouting at people, you did not pay for NEPA bill. Did you bring the light? I have been in a dream for more than two times. When I seen the officers dying, some people will be killing them. Some people will be falling from the ladder. Some NEPA will be shocking some of them. I've seen that dream from two times, and it must work.
All right, bye. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate. Let me read this message. This is, you say, good afternoon. It's been last week that we have electricity in Ogun State's border around Awala Yokun community, Lafenwa Ogun State. I want to appeal to the Ibadan Electric to help us fix our electricity. This is not fair. We are all Nigerians, and I've noticed that some houses would have light while others will not have. Please appeal to Ibadan Electricity or Ibadan Electric. Thank you very much, Joyce. So Ibadan Electric, some community, well, someone from a community is saying that they don't have electricity, and the community is Awala Yokun community, Lafenwa Ogun State. All right. Thank you very much for your message. I really do appreciate you writing in. Hello, Nigeria Info. Make it back. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. Welcome. What's your name?
James Lokoye's name.
Good.
Please, I want to ask you a question because some people have been calling to say one or two about this network. You say, Joyce, can you pay for what you don't use?
Yeah, but you even see what's even interesting here is according to the commission, they're saying that even those who may be using are being overcharged.
Okay, no, I'm not even complaining about those that are using, that are being overcharged.
Yeah, but isn't that in itself criminal? Isn't that wrong?
Criminal. No, that, I'm going somewhere. Is it that we are so weak, Nigerian citizens are so weak, that they are paying for what they are not using? Because some people are calling in as if they have no option.
What options would they have?
If you bring something to me, like let's say I'm not using prepaid, because where I'm living, I'm using prepaid.
Okay.
You bring it and you did not give me life. You are not expecting me to pay? If I don't pay, is your father or your grandfather going to come and arrest me for not paying? Because in this thing, because I'm listening and I'm laughing, I'm looking at what is going on with some citizens. Is it that they are scared? If they don't pay, are they going to arrest them?
So did you hear the lady? To be honest with you, I wish I could even give you like an appropriate answer from here. Did you hear the lady who said that they were getting a bill of 45,000 and if you even pay 30,000, your wires would be taken down until you pay the whole 45,000? So we're
and
even grateful to the commission.
She said something. She said they are not even giving them light. So in the whole community, those people are powerful than them. You've not seen where the NEPA is climbing pole and guys are telling the NEPA, cut it, calm down. This cutlass doesn't cut your leg off. And the NEPA will come down immediately and be begging. You don't give light and they will be powerful as if they are using guns. Man, we need to do better as a nation. Because in that community, you people are not using light. They are bringing bills. They are overcharging you guys. And you guys are saying, you now said you went to their office and one of them is now telling you that, it's because their boss. What is my business with your boss? The people that are coming, are they giving us light? See, it is what they are bringing. They are getting. See, those people, I'm talking of NEPA, they know what they are doing. They go to places where they are weak. You cannot come to a place where you don't give life, you are not overcharging them, and you are still forcing them to pay. If you want to remove your wire, remove your wire. What's my business if you don't give me life? You are bringing. In fact,
all right.
I've never experienced it anyway.
Well, that's good.
The NEPA go collect.
Wow. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. And this is why every department, every parastatal needs to do their job. So here you look at the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission doing their job. Imagine if we have every other parastatal have their own jobs done as accurately as is necessary. It's necessary now to state that we're off on a break. When we come back, this conversation continues. If you're on the telephone lines, I do intend to reach you, but just give me a few minutes for this break. We'll come right back to your experience. And yes, you can go to their Twitter page, Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, to read this letter and keep your eyes on the daily. Somebody owes you money, your discos owe you money, and the commission wants you to have it some way. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. You're on the Sony side. We're discussing unmeted Nigerians and their trouble of being exploited. And yes, you may say it's not. You may assume or at least debate the context of exploitation, but it's worth highlighting the angles to it. Angles, aspects of it. Yeah, you're unmeted, so you take what you're given, right? You have no other choice. It's against those who are omitted who are paying as they go. That's a very interesting message here I like to read. Now, it makes for a perfect scene. This message is from two different persons on my WhatsApp, and I would love to share the first one I received, and then the second one is supposed to give you context. So here is a message. I moved into an apartment in Ikorodu in 2021, and within 3 months, I was fined 170,000 Nigerian naira. The excuse they gave me was that I bypassed the electrical system, which I knew nothing about. We resolved it, and they came to fix all the so-called bypass issues. February 2022, another set came in and said I bypassed, this time with a fine of 150,000 naira. At this point, I called the landlord, and we went with his lawyer to the PHCN office. Thank God the lawyer was keeping all our correspondences. It was then my landlord decided to refund all the money spent back, and the PHCN guys stopped exploiting us. So here, this Nigerian is reporting a case where, when it comes to the wiring or the metering of the system, someone is taking advantage of the system. So let's go to the second message. And both of you are, interestingly, you're outside the country. Because this is foreign as well. All right, let's get to the message. This is Kennedy from Germany says, I have a theory concerning the issue of electricity overbilling. For unmeted customers, the bills are shared after subtracting the bills of meted customers. They have meters on the transformers that record total electricity usage. Now, here is the interesting part. Many of the meted customers have compromised or bypassed meters. This is the work of the meter installers. I had this experience when I was in Lagos. The guy that installed our meter asked us to give him money that he can bypass the meter for us and will be paying just little amount of money. But I refused. It's obvious they do this, and many of the people are not paying the full amount of the power they consume. So the balance is shifted to unmeted customers who now bear the brunt of the entire electricity cost. You also say it's possible that electricity officials adding to the cost inflation. I remember a caller on your show once talked about this. Thank you very much, Kennedy, from Germany. So I want to assume that listeners in this moment are aware of a possible bypassing of meters. How did he put it? Many of the metered customers have compromised or bypassed meters. And so when there is a bypass, yeah, you create an issue. And sometimes you get to suffer the issue directly, or those who are unmeted have to shoulder the brunt. And it's as though the system doesn't forgive them for being so disadvantaged when it comes to metering. But thank you very much, gentlemen, for your messages. I do appreciate. Nigeria Info, let's go to the telephone lines. My name is Joyce. It's so good to have you join the conversation. But I've lost you already. Make it back. 0700-993-993-993. And 0201-465-7190. Hello, it's good to have you here.
Hello, good afternoon, Joy.
Thank you very much.
It's Joy calling back from Eba.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
One of the callers said that they know where they do that kind of thing, and that they are still bullying people, that because they go to people that are calm and cool-headed, that they cannot try it with him. In Eba Housing Estate, there was a time because of this issue, boys, they beat up NEPA officials. NEPA officials had to go to Eba police station to use police and arrest some of the boys that were involved. They were arrested and they were taken to court. And police have to support NEPA. Why should the boys take laws into their hand? We are not telling them, but when they were giving us crazy beef, few people did not come. They said that there's nothing they can do. They now took these boys to court. We have to pay money, contribute money for them to be released from the police station. In such an instance, what do we do? Because that man said that because they do it to people that are cool-headed, we in Eba Housing Estate, boys there, beat them up, they have to arrest them. So since then, we don't do anything again. We just keep looking at them. And again, hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Hello, these NEPA officials in the field, they are so much interested in that reconnection fee. Because when they want to cut your line, maybe if you have not finished paying, you will say, yeah, take 2,000, take 3,000. They are so interested in it that even the bills we are paying. Because in my community where I live, when they last morning, you will see they will carry ladder and enter the street because they know how much they will get from the street. There was a time I was not around, they came to cut my light because the balance I owed them was 5,000. And I asked my neighbor, please give them 5,000. If I come back, I'll give you so that I do not bring down my wire. Could you imagine, Joyce, that NEPA collected this 5,000? It did not reflect in the next bill. This happened in the month of March. From March to October, the 5,000 that my neighbor paid for me did not reflect. I was asking them, they will say next month. In the month of November, I carry one, go NEPA office. The neighbor office are behind the Olasu, in front of a village, the Nigeria Army Cantonment. I carry one, go there. Immediately the man cited me, he ran out. I said, madam, please, where are you? I said, give me my 5,000. My money now, he quickly brought out the 5,000 and gave me back, Joyce. Can you imagine what is happening in this country? God will judge them. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. It's necessary that you put up a resistance. You can also approach the commission if you have any complaints. I think your silence is really why they're taking advantage of you. Hello, the Sunny Side. Sorry, I lost you. Make it back, Nigeria Info. We Nigerians need to start acting. That's the only way. You don't know a better way. Hello, the Sunny Side.
Hello, Jeff. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, my name is Femi. Though I sent a message, but maybe you didn't read it.
Pardon me.
I wanted to chip in something when you were talking about the people bypassing and all that.
Yeah.
Truth be told, the electricity people, they are aware of all these things. Because these people are the people who come to help people do it, or they intentionally do it. Something happened in my place last week here. This same person had an issue with his meter. So one of the NEPA people came around as at then, like 2 years or a year ago. So when the issue now came recently, they came around and they were checking and they said that we bypassed light. We said we don't know anything about electricity. Nobody has touched the meter. Nobody. The people that have been here last were NEPA people. So they complained and said so. In the end, everybody parted ways with 25,000 naira. So my theory now is because of they don't see anything to do to people who have prepaid meters anymore, they will come lay an allegation and they will tell you you are bypassing light when nobody actually is touching it. Nobody knows about prepaid. Now prepaid is not been something
is a new problem now. Then
so they are the ones who do it.
Uh-oh.
They will be the one who intentionally do it and they cannot do anything about you charging you excess electricity charges.
Yeah.
And all that. So that is a way for them to generate money personally. The 25,000 naira we paid went into private pockets, didn't go into, but because people cannot really, you know, Nigerians, we don't want to fight issues, people don't want to go to court.
Yeah,
and
but
all
I also
that.
I think what this show is going to do is highlight what the issue can be, particularly if you're metered, and you would probably have to pay particular attention now whenever you are asking someone to come meter your apartment. You make sure that they
that
don't bypass.
That's what I'm really saying, that you have to be careful now because they would deliberately do things and call some of their own people later months or a year or thereabout that
come
meter or those compounds, they are bypassing meter, they are bypassing the electricity. They are the ones who are doing it. They are the ones who are behind this whole thing because nobody knows about prepaid meters yet individually in Nigeria.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your insights. I do appreciate it, but I can say it's more like anger than it is of the insights. It's like now if you're listening to Nigeria Info, it's necessary that you become full aware of what is likely to happen. Hello, the Sunny Side. It's good to have you.
Hello.
I'm with you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's Lokpe calling back. I just want to clear the woman that called in. I did not say beat them up when they come immediately. That's not what I said. And I wasn't even talking about. I'm talking about everybody. You guys can stop paying for what you guys are not using.
Yeah, that's what you said before. People should not pay if they don't use electricity,
yes.
Basically.
Oh, good. The way the woman pretended is what I'm just trying to say. Like,
no, I think she just told us a story of what happened in her community.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I understand.
Thank you. She did. She just told us a story of what they did as a people. There's a message here. It goes, I want to remain anonymous. I must confess to you that it is a total exploitation for paying for energy in Nigeria. The sector is a dictatorship that you can only talk, and that is just the end of it without any good outcome. And whatever you have said, I worked with, pardon me, I'm not sure if this is what you mean. You say, I worked with and I felt sad how Nigeria is being cheated. Pardon me, I'm not sure if it's the way you put it. Are you saying, because you're anonymous, are you saying that you work with them and you have insider information of how the system exploits Nigerians? I dare to assume that that's what you're trying to suggest here. Thank you very much for your message. Now, whatever this is has gone on so long. The commission is drawing the attention of the public and, in fact, fining 11 discos. It's reported that $105 billion was raked in from overbilling. Now, the commission has asked the discos to do just about three necessary things. Discos are to issue credit adjustments to all overbilled unmetered customers for the period January to September 2023 by March 2024 billing cycle. The discos have been, March 2024 billing cycle. The discos have been directed to publish the list of credit adjustment beneficiaries in two national dailies and on their website no later than 31st March 2024. So your discos owe you a duty. One, adjust overbilled meters. Adjustment to all overbilled unmetered customers for the period January last year to September. And they need to do that by March 2024 billing cycle. They need to publish whatever this their information is on two national dailies and on their website no later than 31st March 2024. Regulatory Commission section. Now, the commission shall deduct a sum of $10.5 billion from the annual allowed revenues of the 11 discos during the next tariff review to deter further non-compliance with the energy caps approved by the commission. You need to go to their website and follow this information. You need to know so that you can make a demand. Not knowing is why they exploit you. Having no recourse is why you exploit it. Now that the commission is telling the discos to act as has been stipulated, you need to therefore at this point inform yourself. Know what to challenge, know when to speak, know to whom you should go. Because the moment you start making demands, nobody's going to be exploiting you. Telephone line. Nigeria Info, it's good to have you here. I lost your makeup back. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here, Kimbo, calling from Iba area.
Good to have you.
Yes, my experience is that I got prepaid about over 2 years now. But what I've noticed is that way back when we got it, when we recharge with about 5,000, we'll get units up to 40. But of late, we discovered that they seem to have adjusted their rate per unit upwards, because the same amount now, when we recharge, will give us just about a little above 20 instead of about 45 units we used to have before. So it seems they have made adjustments. And one other thing is that in nearby estate, really, like one lady said earlier, they prefer not to give people meter, because those of us with meter in that estate, we are not even up to 20% of the entire population in that place. So what they do is that every month they will come and they're threatening to bring down their supply cables. In the process, the money changes hands and they prefer that because they make a lot of money doing that. But those of us with prepaid meters, we seem to have escaped that.
Okay.
But what I noticed is that they have now adjusted their units upwards.
upward.
So that is the situation now.
Thank you very much for your message. I do appreciate. This one goes, what's happening with our electricity is the same thing that is happening in every commodity in Nigeria. You go to the store, pick up a tin of milk, only to open it and see that it's half empty. It's also the same way filling stations tamper with their pump meter. So it's everywhere. What we need to do, or what we need, is an aggressive orientation of citizens to realize we're being cheated on and revolt against this exploitation. This is Charles. Thank you very much for your message. Let's go to telephone lines. Ooh. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good to have you here. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you.
Joyce, I greet every Nigerian. Joyce, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I want to remain anonymous because I want to expose NEPA here, but I used to work with them.
Okay.
Yes. So, when they tell you, those of them who come to install prepaid meters, I'll be very, very snappy here. Those who come to prepare and install prepaid meters, and they tell you that they want to do bypass, and then you can pay a little subscription, and then it will just be consuming little, and all that. There is nothing like that. Bypass is bypass. And what is bypass? To just get light directly, not using the meter. That is bypass. And so how can somebody tell you that, okay, I will have the meter, and you will do subscribe the meter, and then you will not be you consuming much. And what I tell them, that is a very big fallacy. Bypass is bypass. And another thing there again, they bypass for you. We'll also go tell another group of team to come back after a month or two or 3 or 6 months, or even some of them after 1 year, they'll come back and then still come and attack you, and then still come and expose all of the things that you bypass. But that is what I'm saying here. So Nigerians are being exploited, Joy. That is just the gospel truth.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, you've worked with them. What can the Nigerians?
I worked with them for so many years.
Good. So I wanted to just pick your brain on something. How can Nigerians contend with this issue? What is their advantage, if they have any at all? What's their recourse?
Honestly, what Nigeria should do is just, because even the meter, the last man I spoke that said it's from Ibadan State, I said that, okay, they refuse to issue meters to, you know, consumers. And that's the truth.
When you say that's the truth, you're confirming that, given what you may know about the system, this is a deliberate...
I am saying what I know very well.
This is a deliberate act to not have Nigerians metered.
Yes. Because that's the only way. That's the only way they are making much money. Because if every Nigerian is metered, Joy, see, the concept is that they will just go bankrupt.
Yeah, they won't go bankrupt. I don't think that they're going to go bankrupt. I don't know. The bankrupt is not the word. They're exploiting innocent, hardworking Nigerians. If every Nigerian is metered, they earn what they get. The Nigerian pays for what they use. It's a win-win.
Yes.
So, okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much for this insight. I think communities need to get a lawyer and sue their discos at this point.
That's finished Nigerians, though.
Uh-oh. Okay. Okay. Well, look, I want to appreciate you for this. So, when you have an issue, there are ways to handle it. So, let's say the community has 500 residents and you have 100 meted, 400 unmeted. You just need 100 people to represent the community. I think you have to do something about it. You have to. Because if there's any reason why Nigeria is the way that it is, I would say, at least from what's obvious to gather, it would be because we're indifferent. Indifference is probably half the kill. So the reason Nigerians appear to be easy chew for those who would love to exploit you is because they almost have a guarantee that you wouldn't do anything about it. And there's power in your number. And this is kind of issue where people in the community can come together and do something about an issue. You will not believe that it probably is not going to cost you what you think is going to cost you, because the moment you make the corruption open, it disappears. That's the truth. The moment you put the light in the dark, it goes away. But if you are going to, for fear of, well, I don't think it's fear. I think you tell yourself, I don't have time. You're going to pay for that. They make you pay double. You pay more than you should just because you think it's the kind of evil you can live with, or something you can manage, and then you pay and pay and pay. Right now, I heard rice is 70K now. Well, so there's that and everything else you have to pay for. So if you're not going to push back, I don't know why you're calling the radio station, but I think what this can show you is do something about it and do it as a collective. Even the NEPA workers are admitting that the system is corrupt. That's wild. The Sunny Side, it's good to have you here.
Hello.
Welcome. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
My name is Nuruddin.
Nuruddin, speak up. Go ahead, please. Yes.
I think it's all insincerity.
On whose part?
Insincerity.
On whose part?
We are insincere to us, to the country, to everything. That's just it.
It's worse than that. Thank you. It's worse than that. It's not just insincerity. It was far worse than that. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. Are you going to do something about this? Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Speak up for us, please.
Good day, sir.
Your voice is low. Good afternoon. What's your name? The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Rejoice.
Yes. Go ahead. Tell me your name.
It's Daniel calling from Badagry.
Welcome, Daniel.
It sounds funny when people are complaining of light in a giant country like this, when other civilized countries are thinking of creating and inventing the imaginable. Then the giant of Africa, such as Nigeria, is still thinking of light. See, Rejoice, I just want to give someone advice on the experience I have. Are you with me?
Hurry up.
I rented an apartment here in Badagry. So, the landlord is staying in that compound. It was a three-shop apartment. So, I rented two. Something just pushed me to ask for the NEPA bill. I approached the landlord and then I asked for the NEPA bill. He gave it to me. I looked at the both balance. I was seeing 200,000+. I was like, what's wrong with this?
Are you Emeka from Surulere? Because I'm looking at a message right here.
Hello?
Are you Emeka from Surulere?
No.
Okay, this is something similar. Go ahead real quick. Go ahead.
So, after I approached the landlord to give me the bill, so I saw 200,000+ on it. I say, so I have to go and photocopy it, give the landlord the original copy, and then keep a photocopy with me. So later on, when the landlord came and told me that we have to pay for our standing, I asked him, what's our standing? Look at when I rented the shop and then look at what they're bringing to me. So the landlord was trying to bring the issue up, like to threaten me that I will pay for it. I said, Mr. Man, don't joke with me. I know what I'm doing. I brought out the photocopy. I showed him when I rented the shop, and then he did. And then he was like, what's wrong with this guy? He just avoided me throughout. That is how I escaped it.
All right. Well, glad you escaped it. Glad you were able to. This one goes, I moved into an apartment in Surulere last year. I met an outstanding bill of 250,000 naira. The landlord said it doesn't concern him. I went ahead to apply for a prepaid meter. The landlord paid. The transferred the outstanding meter into my meter. Who transferred it? The landlord or NEPA? But you're saying that the bill was transferred into your meter. So each time I recharge, they will deduct half of what I recharge. Now I'm paying for lights I didn't use. This is Emeka from Surulere. Thank you very much for your message. Left for me, the so-called discos can go somewhere not so pleasant for all I care. Do you truly believe they will return monies to anybody in night? Simon. I can understand apathy. I can understand apathy, but I don't know that your best choice is to just complain about something and not do anything about it. The only reason you have the problems that you see is because you've not done anything about it. So I'm going to not read your message because I do not want to propagate it. And even worse, I find it to be very defeatist, and I kind of despise thinking as that in a world where you do it or you die. It's do or die. You do it, and to surrender like that when I think you have the opportunity to change your situation is really, really defeatist. So if you have a situation where you're being overbilled, I've read in your hearing verbatim what the commission has said should be done. Now you, the consumer, need not just sit back, throw your hands in the air in surrender, and wait for a miracle to happen. Follow it up. You have a reason and you have grounds to demand for something different. Now do it. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Some interesting messages here I like to read. Rotimi Olofing says, Nigerians are to blame for the criminality of estimated billing. If only 1 million Nigerians refuse to pay estimated bills of 10,000 Naira for 2 months, that's 40 billion revenue loss for the discos. That's enough to make them sit up. Thank you very much for your message. Goke from Lekki, I paid 90,000 for a three-phase line. This is the money for Express. That means you will get the prepaid meter fast. The way they charge when I recharge my prepaid meter is crazy. The tariff is very high. Before you know it, it's gone. We even hardly have light here. Just 12 years ago, I was in Cote d'Ivoire, and for the period I was there, they never took the light. The problem is us Nigerians. We take too much nonsense. Another message from Cote d'Ivoire. Nigeria is not a good place to stay. Nothing is working at all. There is constant electricity here. People feel the presence of the government, and the infrastructure is well developed. You can drink the public water because it's well treated. And you can afford to eat spaghetti and live with coins. This is another message from Cote d'Ivoire. That part with living, the part that says living with coins, it's not so hilarious, but maybe it is really. It's revealing something. There's a message here from Shagamu Ibadan. He says, Ibadan, electricity is killing businesses and people in Shagamu area. They should not allow the people to revolt against them. It's getting unbearable. Nothing is working out in town and people are not happy with the situation of the country. And they are adding their own punishment on innocent Nigerians. This is probably the fourth person complaining about electricity in Ibadan. So, Ibadan, you need to do something about electricity supply because business owners are complaining. I'm off on a break and I'll be right back. We're Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info. Yes, I would take a plea. I think it's anybody's guess, right? Quite a number of Nigerians are complaining and messages I like to read. So, of course, I remember someone said somewhere in Ibadan, actually, three people in Ibadan are complaining, or four actually have complained about electricity supply there. Now, this is from a different local government and I guess even a different state. He says, good day. Please, people living in Shimawa or Dauphin and Alaun, hope I got that one right. Dauphin and Alaun, forgive me. I even feel like I'm wrong. Okay, but Shimawa, yeah? How about that one? We've been living in darkness for the past 2 years and a half and still counting. Please help us beg both Shimawa CDA and IBEDC to resolve all the disputes they are dragging. We plead Ogun State government to come to our aid so we can have light in this community. Now, this is Comrade Samson, former Odofin, New Redemption City, Ogun State. So here are Nigerians complaining of a lack of electricity for 2.5 years and counting. Another message. I used to pay 7,000 per month for a room. Last year, October, they brought a bill. Some of the tenants couldn't meet to pay up before NEPA came. They came and dropped the lights from the pole. So November, some of us went to their office and complained for high billing, and the manager told us to bring 100,000 in order for him to review the bills being brought to us since it's higher, probably to bring down the per room billing sharing to 3,000. So hold on a second. You said it was 8,000 to 7,000, But down here you say 3,000. So I'm assuming you used to pay 3,000 and it took it up to 7,000 to 8,000, right? You further add, meanwhile, they didn't give us light for 2 months. They brought December bill and January bill without using or seeing the light for these 2 months. When we went back January with 100,000 naira, he collected it and told us that we will not receive billing for February since they brought 2 months illegal billing that we complained about. Because formerly we complained about we not using the lights for December and January. Right now we're waiting for March bill based on how much they will bring, maybe higher or lower. I think I can understand how this story falls in line. Quite a number of the ends or sentences kind of just give me a vague picture. But you are suggesting 3,000 a month. They took it up to 7,000 to 8,000 a month. And you had to go give an official 100,000 naira. So, Nigerians, the day you can't have it anymore, it changes. That's the only thing I'm going to say. And I think you know it in your heart. You're sure that that's how it works. But you're not ready to confront it. You're not ready. Imagine using 100,000 to go beg an official. You are better off paying for a meter. You're better off paying for a meter. But I guess maybe there's also the politics on that part. But until you demand it, you're not going to have it. In fact, demanding it is the only choice you have. You don't have any other choice. And you'll be damned if you don't demand it. Nigeria Info. This electricity situation is very, I want to call it interesting, but I think it's more revelatory for me than interesting. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. Remember that. Make it back. Nigeria Info, the Sony side. Can you hear me? Ooh, this is long.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
This is Philo calling from Lekki.
Good. Good.
You know what? I blame those who comply with these NEPA people to pay the bills. How can you be paying for the 5,000 in a month? They did that everywhere. I live in Ojo, but I work in Lekki. What I did 3 years ago, I just brought down my wire. And since then, I've not gotten light. And when I checked this December, how much I would have paid? They were giving me 13,000, 12,000 something. So when I checked, do you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Over 1 million I would have paid within that 3.5 years. So I brought out anytime I'm ready, I just buy four hours every day, 3 times in a week, and I'll be managing it. So let them not be paying.
All right. So this one goes, I had the same experience when I was living in Amuwa-Dofin area for 4 years. I was being given estimated bill of 18K in a boys' quarters, single room, self-contained, 8K higher than what I paid as house rent. I endured the situation until the month I was given 38K as bill, and I decided to visit their office at Mile 2. And to be honest, I fought their overall head, and suddenly my bill dropped drastically in the subsequent month to 9K. What a nation. Daniel from Ogba. Thank you very much for your message. I think I want to do just one more message and then we have to go to something painfully interesting, but is Nigerian. I've suffered that estimated billing in the past. I have to stop using electricity for about a year, but now I have my prepaid installed and see the way they are visiting my house to check me for possible bypass. But since they have found nothing like bypass after several tries, they are now my friends. But the guy they brought, they billed him 300K. Wow. They put the money on his meter as his vending. What do you mean? Okay, as he is vending, they're reducing the 300K in bits. Okay, this is Damien from Shogunle. Mrs. Oboli sends me a very terrible message of her mother buying a new meter, and on the meter is 800,000 naira on a new meter. So she says her mom just had to pack the meter at one corner. I've heard from different quarters that government agencies don't pay for electricity consumed, whereas PHCN discos calculate revenues based on charge levied on them by GenCo. Unfortunately, innocent Nigerians are forced to pay. That's why they get billed even when they never use electricity. So this is Olabode who's suggesting something that government agencies, the police, the army, PHCN, don't pay for electricity consumed. And given that somebody has to pay for it, he is suggesting that innocent Nigerians are the ones who are made to pay for that. Okay, so here is something you have to look forward to. Until you get your meter, you must look forward to this. You have to follow it up. You have something you can wield against estimated billing, and you can ask your discos to ensure that, one, they issue a credit adjustment to all overbilled unmeted customers for the period January to September 2024 by March 2024 billing cycle. The discos have been directed to publish the list of credit adjustments beneficiaries in two national dailies on their website no later than 31st March 2024. If this doesn't happen, you can write to the commission. Write to the commission as a community. Ask that something be done. Lay all your complaints there bare. But do something, because the option of doing nothing says you're a slave and not a citizen. That's the only way to put it. There's another very interesting message here. I totally agree with a guy who wrote from Germany. Joyce, go to Bariga, Makoko, Shomolu, and some other places in Lagos. You'll be amazed how people are using illegal and free electricity. Even those that claimed they are using prepaid meters, they only use it for their bulb, and the likes of AC, freezer, electric stoves are directly connected to the NEPA pole. Really? Isn't this the bypass situation? Isn't this the matter of bypassing? Okay, so I think also worth noting is that I guess that there are Nigerians who are also taking advantage of this bypass option where they sort an electrical guy at the back and he comes, installs a meter, you bypass the entire system in hopes of escaping the billing. But what happens, unfortunately, is someone else has to bear the brunt of that. Okay, so don't be the Nigerian who's allowing the corruption. Well, first of all, you're a corrupt Nigerian for you to be doing that. But don't be the Nigerian who's complaining about the terrible situation in the country. But you're the one who willingly, consciously contributes to the chaos, the decay. And yeah, if Nigeria is going to be better, it's like the citizens have to change. You have to change not just your orientation, but you have to change away from your old expectations to the new. And the moments you start making demands, things change. But if you are not going to change, you can't quite make demands. Have you ever thought about why we can't fight corruption? I was thinking about it over the weekend, why Nigeria can't fight corruption. And then you realize that corruption has touched just about every man who may be capable or who is in a position to fight it. So they may not be corrupt, but corruption has touched them. How else, again, is it so... it's not impossible, right? But you can see, or at least feel, the shared difficulty with which we speak of corruption. In fact, it's open news. It's other nations know us by some terrible tagline of, oh, they're corrupt. So it's something we can't quite deny, right? Okay, so what are we doing about it? Not too much. Why? Because just about everybody's been touched by it. So if we would sever our tie from the old, change and demand the new, only that way can we bring about change. Other than that, this is another day on the radio. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Well, talking about social media and regulating it, I'm curious to hear what you have to say.
Perhaps, and I believe many of you here, unless, of course, you don't live in this geographical space, we'll well imagine that this is a topic of which I am absolutely very much interested. The menace of social media. Yes, indeed, it is a societal menace. For many of us, you will understand that once you hit that send button, the potential to reach millions of people all around the world poses great danger, not just to the society, but even unintended consequences to the individual who's at your receiving end, including security of life. The question that I normally ask is, who do you hold more responsible? The purveyor of the fake news, or the person who reads it and believes it? The jury is out on that. Who do you hold more responsible? I'm glad that listening to Toyosi earlier on today, she did mention the need for a regulatory framework. Perhaps that's a change in mindset. I remember as speaker, when I was speaker, I attempted to do this. The Ninth Assembly attempted, but we were resisted very vigorously by civil society. I guess the chickens have come home to roost, and I believe we're all on the same page now that social media is a menace and it must be regulated.
Nigeria Info. All right. I don't think today allows us so much time on the clock to really talk about it, but let's just lay some ground. Let's lay the ground for the conversation now. Femi Gbajabiamila, Chief of Staff to President Bola Tinubu. Yeah, of course, you heard him say what he said. The former Speaker of the House of Representatives said this while representing the President at the book launch of Babatunde Fashola, former Minister of Works, on Thursday in Lagos. The book by Fashola, titled Nigerian Public Discourse, The Interplay of Empirical Evidence and Hyperbole. And you heard him talk about social media and the necessity to regulate it. The necessity to regulate it. Well, one of the reasons I would say social media has been touted to be a solid aspect of modernization would be its nature to be democratic, to allow for free speech and for expressions. So, of course, people use it for personal gains, whether it's the promotion of businesses, the airing of opinions, the sampling. Like, social media brings a big world in. It holds, it has a way of making small a great world. It brings everyone closer. It's a leveler. Everyone is on social. Well, if you're on social media is a leveler. So you can interchange opinions, interact. And lately, there's been this propagation of fake news. Now, I hold a personal objection to that. I think there are worse problems than fake news. In fact, the propagandists, and that is me speaking on a more general term, have a way of news narrating to suggest that something that could differ from their own opinion is fake news. Is there fake news? Yes, there is. But there are greater issues than fake news, and that's just on a personal opinion. But what's even more interesting is to sample public opinion on, yes, the good parts of social media, I guess no one can deny, but the bad parts of it and how far reaching the bad parts go is what begs social discourse. And I'm not even sure what this regulate social media would actually mean in actuality, but certainly you can tell that it would impose limitations to some extent in some degrees. One of the reasons I would say Elon Musk has become the darling of most would be that the moment he got Twitter, he insisted that Twitter be a platform for free speech. So a very good way to look at it is that if you hold an anti-Semitic view, you could be restricted on Instagram, but you could air it on Twitter. So Elon Musk is saying, well, if it's an opinion, we may not like it, but if it's an opinion, it counts on Twitter. And then there is what Nigerians have been able to achieve on Twitter. So Nigerians, I would say, have been able to coordinate their noise on social media. And social media has allowed Nigerians to, in a democratic space, give opinions whether you like it or not. And so one wonders, to what extent is fake news such a threat within the Nigerian society that maybe the time has come for us to regulate it. It's not for me to state, it's for Nigerians to speak. 21 minutes past 2 p.m. So let's talk regulating social media. Now, if you're not on social media, you don't know what you're missing. Now, I am an average social media user. You're not missing too much, to be honest, because I find it overwhelming personally. I think it's too noisy. I really think it's too many superficial opinions and nothing properly thought out. So I find it personally overwhelming. But when you look at politics, you look at worldview, you look at philosophy, you look at science, you look at technology, you look at religion, when you look at the world of opinions, people are allowed to flex a little bit more. Social media is elastic, so you can move around a little bit more. It's against where you could be bound within the borderlines of a country. So let's talk about regulating social media. Do you think Nigeria really needs to be regulated? Do you think our social media sphere needs to be regulated? Because Nigerians have a tendency to be Nigerians. The sunny side. We're Radioactive. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon. And that's really open-ended. Nigerians having, you know, a platform to be Nigerians. It's really, it can be anything, you know. Hello, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Chase Lopoye.
Good.
The way fella sang a song, I want to sing it. He said, "Animal talk, don't start again. That's their human rights." I don't know if you've listened to that song.
I've heard it before, but okay, how does it apply?
This is animal talk.
Why do you feel, is it, well, don't you think it's crude?
No. The man talking, because if I should go ahead, the way I want to use it, like, maybe...
Well, don't be disrespectful. You can come up with a sophisticated argument. It's against just...
because they have nothing meaningful to do anymore.
Why do you feel this is not meaningful? So if you object to the act...
Is that the main problem we have in Nigeria?
Yeah, okay, but good. Let's assume that this is one of the problems that we have. Is this an actual problem?
It is not one of the problems we have in Nigeria. It is not even one of the problems we have in Nigeria.
Oh.
It is not.
Okay.
You should tell me how it is a problem.
Well, that's what we hope to find out.
To tell us how it is a problem.
Okay.
Because they don't see it and they start discussing as if they are talking to animals.
Wait, could you expunge the animal term? Because once again, if you have a sophisticated argument, you can just elevate your argument as against just throwing names around, all right?
Okay, then.
Okay.
See, the main problem we have in Nigeria, in fact, it is not even one of the problems we have in Nigeria.
Okay, we're about to establish it because you remember your one opinion, so we're about to allow for a democratic showcasing of public opinion to determine whether social media in Nigeria is problematic. That's fair, right? So your one opinion that counts, we have to hear other people out. Fair?
No problem.
Good. Thank you, Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome. I lost Jamaica back. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, guys.
Yes, afternoon to you.
Evening, how are you doing?
Good to have you here.
Guys, I'm not in social media, but social media is not a problem of this country.
Okay.
It's very, very bad.
You're breaking up.
Problem.
Your line is, your connection, pardon me, your connection is so bad, I must apologize. You're not too clear. Nope, I'm right about this one. You're not clear enough for conversation, so I'm going to ask that you call back. I can afford one more conversation before a commercial break. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
You have Emmanuel on the line.
Real quick, Emmanuel.
I'm calling from
you have a minute and a half. Lay it down.
Yeah, we have bad rules. I don't know how well they are regulated. We have a food shortage. Something is happening with this line.
Yeah? Okay. If it doesn't...
Yeah, we have
a
food shortage. I don't know how well it's being regulated. We have people stocking money in a coffin, in a tanks, in houses. You know, I don't know how well it's being regulated. We have people looting our money, you know, to build houses they don't need, you know, buy cars they don't need. In this country and overseas... I don't know how well it's being regulated. You know, we have politicians spending our money extravagantly, you know, looting our money, our commonwealth. I don't know how that is being regulated now. The only thing that is in the hands of the masses, you know, that makes them a bit powerful You know, that is the thing they see that they should come and regulate. I know somebody personally, you know, who got rich because he was saying truth about government. That is in my own state, in Delta State. That is one of the reasons I'm in fact,
that's a rarity. I don't want
to, see, let me just tell you this brief story. This person, you know...
Okay, hold on a second. I must apologize. I really can feel the Nigerians really want to get into this conversation. Can we do this tomorrow? We're going to continue this conversation.
There's no problem.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Lagos, we're going to do this tomorrow. And we'll allow for fair, open, honest, and of course, a respectful conversation around this regulating of social media tomorrow on the Sony Side. I'm off on a break. We'll be right back. First, CRT is here with Nigeria Info.